This is the story of how Montgomery and Hieronymus got new bicycles. Once upon a time, there were two brothers named Montgomery and Hieronymus. Montgomery was born first, so he was older. But Hieronymus hoped that one day he would be older than Montgomery. As you know, this, of course, could never happen. But I'm not beginning the story, so let me begin. One day, Montgomery and Hieronymus' father said to Montgomery and Hieronymus, "Hey, Montgomery and Hieronymus, it's time to buy bicycles for you boys. Let's walk over to the bicycle store and pick out the best bicycle for each of you, and you can ride your bicycles home while I walk with you." Now, both boys had to borrow bicycles and tricycles and other riding toys from their friends because they didn't have those themselves. So when their father said that he was going to buy some for them, they were very happy. Montgomery said, "Oh boy, I want to get myself a nice bike so I can ride all over the place." And Hieronymus said, "I want to get the best bike in the whole world." But the boys both said, "Can we have any bike that we want in the whole world?" And their father said, "You can choose your own bikes in the bicycle store. It's a very big bicycle store and has lots and lots of bicycles, and you can choose any bicycle that you want in the whole store." And so, Montgomery and Hieronymus and their father all walked to the bicycle store to buy bicycles for the boys. Well, if you think that the boys were excited when they first heard that they were going to get bicycles, you can imagine how much more excited they were when they got to the store. This was one of the biggest bicycle stores ever. It was full of all different kinds of bicycles. Bicycles on the floor, bicycles on shelves, on racks, and even bicycles hanging from the ceiling. There were bicycles of all different kinds, all different colors, bicycles from all over the world, and special bikes too. Fancy bikes and racing bikes, folding bikes, trick bicycles. There were bicycles where two people could ride at the same time because they had two sets of pedals, two handlebars. Then there were some with three wheels. You know what those are called? Tricycles, that's what they're called when they have three wheels. And there were also things to ride with only one wheel, and those are called unicycles. Those are very hard to ride, very tricky. At first, both boys started running all over the store, looking at all the bicycles, saying, "I want that one. No, no, I want that one. No, I want that one." But then the boys got into an argument. Hieronymus said, "I want my bicycle first." And Montgomery said, "No, I'm bigger. I get mine first." And Hieronymus said, "So what if you're bigger? I'm littler, so I should get mine first." Then Hieronymus thought for a while and said, "You know, you can get your bicycle first, because I want to think carefully about which bicycle I want, and I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to be in a rush to choose a bicycle. I want to choose the best one for me." And so Hieronymus went off to look at all the different bicycles and decide which one was the best one for him. Just then, the store manager came over and said, "Hello, can I help you folks?" And Hieronymus answered right away. He said, "Yes, I want the biggest bicycle in the store, all for me, the biggest bicycle in the whole store." So the manager said, "Okay, come this way. Here is the biggest bicycle in the whole store." And sure enough, there was an enormous velocipede with a huge front wheel and a seat all the way high up. The biggest bicycle in the store. "That's the one I want, Dad. That's the one. Buy it for me. Huh? Would you please? Huh? Would you, Dad? Huh? Would you buy that one for me?" said Hieronymus. And his dad said, "I said you could have any bicycle you want, If that's the one you want, we will buy it. They then waited for a while, and after some time, Montgomery said, "Dad, I think that this is the bicycle that I should have. It's just right for me. Not too big and not too little. And it got everything that I want on it. It has balloon tires. It has a chain. It has a kickstand. And it has a bell. The wheels are big so that it will go over bumps nicely. And it's red and shiny, just the way I like a bicycle to be. I'd like to have this one, Dad." "Okay, boys," said their father, after he had paid the store manager for the bicycles, "let's go." Montgomery got on his bicycle and was ready to ride home to show his new bicycle to his mother. But Hieronymus just stood there crying. "What's the matter, Hieronymus?" said his father. "My bicycle is too big," said Hieronymus. "I can't get up onto the seat." "Let me help you," said Hieronymus's father. And he picked Hieronymus up and put him all the way up on the seat. But Hieronymus started saying, "No, no, put me down, let me down, let me down, I want to get down, help." He was scared being up so high. Then Hieronymus said, "Dad, this bike is too big for me. I don't want such a big bike. It's scary. I can't get on it unless you pick me up there, and then it's too far to fall down to the ground. I don't want such a big bike. I don't want a big bike at all. Big bikes are too scary. I want the littlest bike in the store. Where's the littlest bike? That's the one I want." The store manager said, "That will be okay. You can give back the big bike and take the littlest bike in the store instead if you want to." So then Hieronymus and Montgomery and their father started looking around the store for the littlest bike. After a while, they found a teeny-weeny little bike that was used by a monkey in a circus to ride around on. "That," said the store manager, "is the littlest bike in the store." The father gave back the big bike and said to the boys, "Okay, boys, now let's show Mom the bikes that we have bought." But Hieronymus was crying again. "What's the matter?" said his dad. "This bike is too small for me," said Hieronymus. "I can't get on it. My feet just slip off the pedals, and I can't fit on the seat because my knees come all the way up, and they bump on my chin when I try to sit on the bicycle. It's too small. Bicycles are no good anyway. I don't want a bicycle. They're too silly." But his dad said, "Come on, Hieronymus, get a bicycle, because you'll be sorry if you didn't get one. Now that we have a chance to get you one, I think you'd like to have it." "Well, okay," said Hieronymus. "I'm just going to get a silly old bike." And he went up to the silliest bike in the store. That was a clown's bike that had also been used in the circus for trick riding. The back wheel was quite large, and it wasn't round. In fact, it was almost square. And the seat was upside down. You're supposed to sit upside down on that bike to ride it. Those woo-woo-woo all over the place, because it's a crazy bike. Montgomery said to Hieronymus, "Hieronymus, are you sure that's the bike you want? Because I'm just waiting for you and waiting and waiting. I already chose my bike. I want to go home and show it to Mommy, and you're just playing around with all different kinds of bikes. Are you sure that's the one you want? You're not going to change your mind." And Hieronymus said, "That's the bike I want. I want the silliest bike in the store." And so Hieronymus' father brought him the silliest bike in the store. When they were ready to go, Montgomery got on his bike and started to drive home. And Hieronymus tried to get on his bike. First he put one foot in, then he had to crawl around, hang upside down. Then he put the other foot on, and he had to put a strap around himself and hold on very tight because he was upside down on his bike. When he started to drive, the bicycle started going woo, woo, woo all over the place. And Hieronymus started crying. "Oh, no," said Montgomery. "Now why are you crying? And Hieronymus said, I don't want a bike that just goes woo, 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 all over the place like this. This bike is too silly for me. I just can't get any bike. I know, said Hieronymus. I'm going to use Montgomery's bike. And he ran over to Montgomery's bike, got on it, and began to ride. But in a short time, he crashed the bike onto the sidewalk. Oh, no, said Montgomery. My new bike, my brand new bike, crashed. Oh, that's okay, said his father. You'll be crashing around in your bike all the time, and it doesn't matter if it crashes just one more time, because Hieronymus made it crash. But Hieronymus, why did you crash the bike? Hieronymus was crying again, and he said, this bike is no good. It's also too big. Of course it's too big, silly, said Montgomery. That's my bike. That bike is just right for me. It's not just right for you, because you're littler than I am. Well, cried Hieronymus, I can't find any bike that's just right for me. Why don't you ask the store manager to help you, said Dad. He knows all about bikes, and he'll be able to find a bike just right for you. So Hieronymus went to the store manager and said, I want to get a bike that's just right for me. Why, certainly, said the store manager. I was hoping that you would ask me that. The store manager reached into his jacket pocket and took out a tape measure, a long piece of cloth with lines on it and numbers that could measure just how big Hieronymus was. He measured Hieronymus from the top of his head to the tips of his toes, and then from the tips of his toes to the iliac crest. Then he measured how long Hieronymus' arms were. After this, the store manager said, yes, number 153, that's the proper bike for you. The store manager took Hieronymus and Montgomery and their father to the other side of the store and showed them a brand new shiny blue bike and said, that bicycle is just right for you, Hieronymus. Hieronymus got on the bike. It's not too big, he said. And it's not too small either, he said. And then he began to ride it a little and said, and it doesn't go silly either. I can ride it just fine. Yes, this bike is just right for me. We'll take it, said their dad. I'm glad, said the store manager. And then Montgomery got on his bike, and Hieronymus got on his bike, and Dad walked along behind them as they both rode all the way home on their new bikes. They were very proud when they got home and showed their mom the new bikes that they had bought. And you know what, said Dad? Montgomery got the best bike, and Hieronymus got the best bike. How could that be, said Mom. How could they both have the best bike? There could only be one best bike. Said Hieronymus. Montgomery has the best bike for him, and I have the best bike for me. And that's the story of how Montgomery and Hieronymus got their new bicycles.